Guilt. If you've been a mom for all more than 2 seconds, chances are you have had something to feel guilty over. It kind of is the nature of the beast, right? It starts from the moment your baby is born. You're either in the hospital, you're in a birthing center, or maybe even the comfort of your own home. And suddenly you start, you know, thinking of all the things that maybe you wish could have happened better or differently, or all these expectations coming in and feeling and flowing around you, and it just can feel so overwhelming, right? The dictionary definition of guilt is basically it implies an offense or a crime. So maybe you feel offended today, or when you first became a mom, maybe there's still some guilt lingering around that you had struggles with breastfeeding. Maybe you are, you know, in that challenging moment of deciding whether to work or stay at home with your kids, or even the boredom and the monotony that can come from childcare, taking care of your kids day in and day out can also leave you feeling guilty. You know, there's things all around us to make us feel guilty all the time. And if we aren't our own worst enemy, then I think culture is number two. And social media as well can make us feel guilty about giving our kids too much screen time, or maybe not spending enough time, in quotes, with children, dealing with judgment from our family members, even just having the real mom moments where we lose our temper and we compare ourselves to others that we see. So if you're here listening to this, maybe you're struggling with guilt. And you know what? Chances are that every single mom around you has as well. I'm just proud of you, mama, because you know what? You're here and you're ready to do something about it. I was almost going to title this episode today, "Jesus Ain't Got Time for Your Guilt, So Why Should You?" Basically just meaning, you know what? He's not got time for your guilt, meaning he doesn't want you to live in it, but he does have time for you. And I have time for you too. And that's exactly why I created this episode. And I'm so glad that you made it here today, because we're going to talk about guilt, but we're also going to talk about not just naming it, but claiming it and getting rid of it, and what to do with it and how to get through it and how to get over it. And to continue to do so, not just today, but whenever it arises in the future in your motherhood. All right, let's do this. Let's go dive in. Let's get you feeling less guilty and more free.
The Energized Mama Podcast, a place where we explore together
how to raise those littles to know the Lord
while growing in your own intimacy with Jesus, learning how to keep your energy
while handling the inevitable stress,
and rediscovering yourself outside of motherhood. It is possible. Let's do it together.
Mommy.
Mama, Mama.
Energize the mama. Yeah. You might do.
You know, perhaps one of the things that I love most about this episode is that it just so happens to be my 99th. I really, in so many ways, mama, do not even know how the heck I got here. I mean, this podcast started technically actually about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, because a great way for me to always mark when I began this was when my little man was 6 months old. And that same little man is about to be 4 years old. At the posting of this episode, he is about 3 weeks shy of turning 4, which means I've been a bio mom for 4 years. I've been a bonus mom for about 5.5 years. And many years before that, I was a nanny, which I know is not the same, but I have had my share of taking care of littles and being around little people, and having my own children has been such an incredible blessing. But I don't think you're ever fully prepared until you become a mom about how personal it is. You know, I remember moms around me saying, oh, there's nothing more personal than motherhood. And you kind of get it, like in a head level, but then it hits the heart once you become a mom. And it feels like, as I shared in the opening of this episode, that no matter how spiritually healthy you are, or physically or emotionally healthy, it just feels like guilt sweeps in, or sneaks in, I should say, sometimes from every angle. So that's why today I wanted to share with you a little bit more about guilt, so that you can literally stop feeling guilty about feeling guilty, right? I mean, is there any other woman out there? You know, I have these chats with my husband every once in a while, and it's like, women, we're so hard on ourselves because there's so often we feel sad for feeling sad. We feel angry for feeling angry. And instead of releasing these emotions, we judge them. We judge them. So today I'm giving you full permission to stop judging the fact that you feel guilty. And we're instead going to, again, we're going to own it. We're going to call it for what it is. We're going to look at it, pull off the Band-Aid or pull up that magnifying glass, and we're going to discover more about guilt, but also Also, we're going to learn how to shake off those feelings. And we're not doing any of this under our own power. This podcast is the Energized Mama, but it is all about helping you become a submitted woman of God, a loving woman of God, and a mom who can raise those kids up to be Jesus-loving kids, to love Jesus, but to love like Jesus. That is our goal here, first and foremost. So we can't fully do that if we're carrying around guilt everywhere. So that's why we want to shake off this guilt and let's get to the bottom of it. So first thing first, let's really take a good look at guilt, because guilt isn't just about feeling bad, right? We all feel bad. We all have moments or even days, or let's be honest, sometimes weeks that are harder that we can just feel not really great. But guilt is kind of like crossing a line that we didn't see. You don't really know guilt is there until it's already there. You know, it is very sneaky and we truly all do it. So that's okay. I want you to feel free in that there is no mom that you know or that you can look at. And I'm telling you, even your super spiritual mentors, you know, the Bible study leaders at your church, your pastor's wife, they all have felt guilt, I promise you. But what's great is that God's actually got a plan for guilt, right? Don't we love that? Like, God is a God with a plan, a man with a plan, right? How awesome is that? That you don't have to stay stuck in your guilt. And today I'm going to be referencing a lot of scripture because, again, I'm a Jesus girl. Chances are you're a Jesus girl. If you're not a Jesus girl yet, you might just be after listening to this episode, or stick around. And I promise you that Jesus is way more amazing and cooler and more just like a best friend than you can imagine, than maybe what you think you know about him. Just watch these truth bombs that I'm about to drop here. So one of the first scriptures I want to pull you to is Romans 3:23. And if you're taking notes, this would be a good time to open up the note section on your phone. Or if you're still an old fashioned pen and paper girl like I am, this would be when you want to take some notes. And then also 2 Corinthians 7:10. Do you know what 2 Corinthians 7:10 is? If you do not have a life verse or a verse of the year, you may want to claim this one, because it says, "For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow." Let me repeat that. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. How powerful is that, right? So some of you may be like, wait a second. So Cheyenne, God wants us to experience sorrow. Well, if you think about any emotion, think about the opposite of it: happy and sad, right? Angry and joyful. It's like that yin and yang concept of, for us to feel complete freedom, we need to first feel sorrowful, right? Without that sorrow, there is no repentance. There is no regret. You wouldn't be here today had you not felt some kind of sorrow about something in your motherhood. But that shows that there is a holy sorrow. It's just that that's the one that brings you to God. The kind that brings you away from God and gives you that spiritual death is the worldly sorrow. So that's a great way to really figure out, where is guilt controlling you in your life, right? Is it bringing you to God, or is it keeping you away from God? Okay. Now, bring it back to the word. Did you know, I mean, right from the start, right, with Adam and Eve, guilt sneaked into our lives? Because what basically happened in the Garden of Eden after, you know, the fruit was eaten and all of that, one of the first places we see guilt in the Bible is that Adam and Eve felt ashamed, right? They felt guilty and they hid from God in the Garden of Eden. Now, God knew what was up. God knew exactly what happened. He knew where they were, but he still asked them, "Where are you?" Simply because God wants a relationship with us, right? He doesn't want us to hide, even though he knows that sometimes we will. And again, that hiding feeling is only going to bring more spiritual death to you. So truly, what we have is this freedom in Jesus. This is the really good news, is that God has a rescue plan. He has a rescue plan. And yes, a rescue plan for your salvation, but not just for the end of your life, for your everyday, your comings and goings, your getting up your kids in the morning, the putting your kids to bed in the evening, the drop-offs in the morning, the chaos of the picking your kids up at night, the planning the meal plans for your family, that your everyday life, he has a rescue plan for. And it involves Jesus. So I want you, when you're feeling guilty, remember, first and foremost, it's covered. It's covered. And you want to do a little bit deeper dive into the Adam and Eve story, you can go right back to Genesis 3 and learn more and see more about guilt. Talk about, like, in a mirror, you know, right there. But I want to draw you guys to the scripture in Hebrews 9:22. It says, "In fact, according to the law of Moses, nearly everything was purified with blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness," right? So basically, what are we talking about here? Jesus's blood covers it all, covers absolutely everything. The big thing, we know that by Jesus's sacrifice that we have that satisfaction of having salvation, but also in your everyday life. Now, I'm talking to moms here, so I know I can keep it real. Think about what else is a shedding of blood in your life that purifies you? Well, right? Something that comes to us every month when you're still having your menstrual cycle. Literally, that is God's way of how he created our bodies to purify us. As much as we may not love it and it's a pain in the butt, it is purifying our body. It's getting rid of, you know, this egg that was, you know, going through, I'm going to take you through a mini science lesson, but you know, the egg that was not fertilized, right? So it's our body's way of purifying our body by shedding it, shedding that blood. So, hey, maybe the next time you're feeling mom guilt, you're going to, you know, when you're having your monthly, maybe you'll come back to this episode and think, man, I will never look at having my period the same again. So who knows how God can use that in your life. So mamas, I have some more good news for you. You've probably heard the saying, well, fear is a liar, right? And fear is not from God. But guess what? Guilt trips? Yeah, they're also not from God. Sometimes we moms can be super hard on ourselves, you know, but those like really heavy guilt feelings that you feel, well, they can be tricky because they often are rooted in lies, which again, lies, you know, are not from God. He's not going to lead you down those paths. So ultimately, guilt is lies covered in secrecy that are trying to pull us away from God's love. God's kind of guilt leads us to say sorry, again, bringing us back to 2 Corinthians and move closer to him, okay? Not away. That's where, you know, I've had some women in my group recently on Facebook. You know, I have this private Facebook community that is free, that it's open to everyone who wants to come. It's a safe community of fellow moms that love Jesus and want their children to love Jesus and want to lead their household in being more like Christ. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have these questions come up of like, well, what is like holy guilt? Or I don't know, like, is this a gut check from the Lord? I'm supposed to be doing better. I'm supposed to be doing differently in this area. And that's why it's all about bringing it back to God. Where is this guilt bringing you, right? Is it pulling you to God's love or is it pulling you away from God's love? So I want to give you some real talk on false guilt because it really comes in like a serpent. It's very sneaky and it's really hard to sometimes figure out where is that guilt coming from. I mean, I have felt guilt in so many different areas. One of the things recently is I have felt super guilty about not sleep training our son, Nakoa, who at the time of this recording is 10 months. And we have all the reasons in the world. We're sharing a room with them. We're currently living with my parents after immigrating from Belgium 7 months ago. But I just, every time he wakes up in the middle of the night, I think, well, so often my first thought is, oh my gosh, this is my fault. Oh my gosh, he's waking up. He's not able to self-soothe because we're always going to rescue him. And I could so easily, right, fall away from that. So to make sure that I don't fall into that guilt trap and feel bad and continue to go on into that mindset, I have to really realize, God, is this your voice or is this my voice? Okay. And a way you can easily do that is you can basically ask yourself like, okay, ever felt guilty after you've said sorry to God? Basically after you've repented and after you've said, God, I'm sorry for feeling this way. I'm sorry for treating my child like that. I'm sorry for speaking to my husband like that. And if there is a whisper saying, hey, yeah, nice try, but you're not forgiven. Yeah, that's false guilt whispering. But you know, basically that's not how God works, right? But once we say our sorry, he is all about forgiveness and fresh starts. In 1 John 1:9, he talks about that fresh start that we have. So holding on to guilt after you've said sorry, it's basically like saying, thanks, Jesus, like good job on the cross, but your sacrifice wasn't enough. I mean, that's the reality of it, right? You know, if you really want to overcome guilt, mamas, this is the hard work, meaning that it's hard work, but heart work. Right? Meaning in the heart. It's got to start at the heart level, you know, and there are some easy fixes for things and some things there's not. And it's going to start there by not just repenting, but continually submitting those things to Christ. In Romans 8:1, it says, so now there is no condemnation for those that belong to Christ Jesus. So sometimes we really got to ask ourselves, do I belong to Jesus or don't I? Maybe more accurate question would be, do I think I belong to Jesus or don't I?
Because we know, right? It's like we know the right answer. And then it's about getting deeper to what is our everyday mindset telling us? Your identity in Christ is all that matters here. In your motherhood, in your wifehood, in your job, in the ministries that you have. I mean, every single part. Ready? Remember, you know, mama, your worth is not based on your mistakes. You have to remember you're cherished, you're forgiven, you're righteous in God's eyes because of Jesus, because he looks through Jesus as your lens, right? You know that saying that says everything looks better through rose-colored sunglasses or glasses? Well, Jesus is your rose-colored glasses, okay? So when those guilty feelings nag at you, remind yourself who you are in Christ. You are loved, you are forgiven, you are free. Just like in 2 Corinthians, here we go. I'm Bible verse dropping today. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says and reminds us, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Like, how awesome is that? We don't ever have to feel guilty, whether the guilt is correct or not, whether it's true guilt or not, whether meaning we have a good reason, whether it's something that we genuinely need to feel guilty about, right? We feel like we almost punish ourselves. I think that something I've seen trending even online, because I see these like Instagram reels come up, it's like women feel almost, there's like this humble brag or this, you know, this feeling out there that like, oh, look at how much I feel guilty for this, you know, look at me, I'm not doing this right, or I'm not doing this right. And it's like, okay, well, it's great to let's speak on those things. Yes. And let's break those guilt bonds off of moms everywhere. But let's be real. Let's be authentic about it, right? You are made in Christ. You do not have to walk around with guilt hanging on your shoulders. You know, I am sorry, but I didn't write this scripture down, but it's coming to my heart right now and to your ears of, you know, Jesus said, your yoke is heavy, but mine is light, let me carry yours, you know, let me carry your burdens. Like, that's what I'm here for. So ultimately, the next step is what to do with those feelings. Now that we know what guilt is all about, we've named it, we've checked it. Now you want to think of them, these guilty feelings, as like a nudge to check under the hood, right? Just like with your car, when the light comes on, it's your engine light. And maybe it's a false alarm, but other times it might be a little gentle reminder for God to make things right. Because guilt can be a great indicator that something's off in your life and you just need to submit it to God. Either way, it's an opportunity. I like to look at it as to grow closer to him and embrace the freedom that he offers. As he shares in Psalm 32, yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt and whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Oh, I love the order of scripture, right? So already your record has made clear of guilt. So then you can live in complete honesty. You do not have to stay in that place. And that's something I'm continually teaching my students, you know, specifically in my course, The Energized Mama. Sometimes they ask me like, what is your course all about? Is it going to help me, you know, lose a bunch of weight and make me feel like more energized and maybe keep up with my kids more? Yes. Yeah, for sure. But why is that? How do we get there? Well, you know what? Some of it is overcoming mom guilt. Some of it is helping create the awareness of where is that mom guilt sneaking in? Where is it in your life? Where don't you have to hold on to it? Because some of it is it's there and we don't even know to call it guilt. Some of it, it's just called my normal. My mom did it this way. Everyone around me thinks this way. So that's why in the first module of my course, we get down and dirty right away. We figure out what are those things that are specifically draining you. And what of those things can you let go? Because there's so much we carry around that we don't even realize we don't have to. Sometimes it takes someone else looking at it for what it is and seeing it and naming it and then saying, hey, baby girl, this is not yours to carry. Bring that awareness and then start to create those mindset shifts and focusing on, okay, what do I need to bring to the Lord? What do I need to just let go of with the Lord? And then prioritize what is the next step to helping me make sure that I don't take this on again, right? What do I need to prioritize in my life and my motherhood and my family to make sure that I'm continually moving forward in the direction that I want my motherhood to go and that I feel Holy Spirit leading me to go? And that takes some real deep awareness and mindset work, but also pairing it with actionable steps, because it's great if you basically like fuel your boat, but then where are you going, right? It's like, okay, so I'm fueled up. I know what I'm doing. I'm, you know, stopping these drains from happening, but then what's next? And again, that's what I bring my students through in the Energized Mama method is I take people through those next steps, but you're no longer cloudy. It's no longer foggy. You know exactly where you want to go and you feel more empowered to do so because you've let go of the things that drain you. You let go at guilt that's not serving you. You've owned it, you've claimed it, and you're ready to move forward. So ultimately, mamas, if you want to come join me and my other students, basically other moms just like you that have that growth mindset and have that desire to grow deeper into the things of God and to grow deeper into, you know, becoming that mother that God has called you to be, come check me out. We've got all the links below. You can also just come find me at energyformoms.com. I love to answer questions. If you want to know anything else more about how I teach, what goes on inside the program, what's it like to be a part of my student community, please come on in. But ultimately, I just want everyone under my voice right now to remember you're doing an amazing job. You know, raising little ones is no small feat and it's totally okay to stumble. The key here is knowing how to rise, dust off that guilt and lean into God's endless grace and love. And I hope that's exactly what I taught you to do today. If this episode blessed you, please, sharing is caring. That's kind of one of my life mottos. So please go ahead and share this with a fellow mama that you love. Tell her to come join the free Facebook community. You can find those links below, or you can just type into it your nearest URL, momnationcommunity.com, because together we are that nation. We are that community, that soul group that can help each other move forward in one another's journeys. Again, if you want to be a student of mine and finally say, I'm done with this guilt, I'm done with it claiming who I am and telling me lies about my motherhood, come join me. Come be a student. Come be a buddy. You know, let's join this tribe together. You can come check me out at energyformoms.com. And ultimately, I just hope that you keep coming back to this podcast because this podcast is meant to serve you, your wifehood, your motherhood, and your life beyond your family and continue to invigorate you in your soul and your mission that God's put in your heart, your purpose-driven heart, right? Your purpose-driven passions and purposes here on this side of heaven and continue to be encouraged in that path. Thank you so much for listening. I adore each and every one of you, and I'll see you on a future episode of the Energized Mama podcast. Big hugs.